The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where once again we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and microcap markets. Today we're speaking with, for the very first time, Medical Innovation Holdings Incorporated. The company's traded under the ticker symbol MIHI. And we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer and Director for the company, Jake Sanchez. Jake, how are you today?
I'm good. Good, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for calling in to talk to your shareholders as well as our listeners to this program. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with your company yet, let's start there. What is the business model and the markets that you tap into with Medical Innovation Holdings Incorporated? Go ahead, Jake.
Well, good question, Stuart. In our core, if you will, our primary business model is delivering telemedicine through a specialty doctor network to rural America. And this is something that we've been working on for quite some time. Telemedicine, as you know, is a very, very hot growing space. We're finding that there are pockets within our country that are totally void of specialty services, particularly rural America. So we have decided that from a business model perspective to focus on that marketplace.
Okay, now that is an excellent summation of what you do, and an even better way to learn more about this company is their website, which is highly informative, medicalinnovationholdings.com. Check out the website, medicalinnovationholdings.com, and learn more about this company. Jake, while we have you here looking at the medical landscape, you and I got to talk a little bit about your own personal experiences here and how things are changing. I mean, we went back to the 80s and talked about how we were drilled a certain message by the administration, and how throughout the past few decades we've been told socially that there's these hang-ups with things like CBD, and which is the non-class one narcotic part of the hemp cannabis plant that can be incredibly beneficial to people. You personally are using CBD with wonderful results, and before that, you were on those, you know, I'm going to call them what they are, those deadly pain medications, because if you can never get off them, they have their own debilitating effect over time.
Yeah, and that's right, Stuart, and to kind of tie that together, when we envisioned Medical Holdings as a telemedicine organization, we realized very quickly that there was over, I think the federal government has designated about several thousand what they call medically underserved areas that house maybe anywhere from 60 to 80 million Americans. So that's the premise we started on, and those are spread out over 30 states, and those states is where our marketplace is, and we figured out very quickly that once we aggregate patients and doctors, and we'll have, you know, electronic patient medical records and claims processing, you know, all those things any health practice would do, we realized we're going to have this aggregate of patient data, and we want to provide them alternatives, not just to give them their regular meds, but are there alternatives that can help them like they helped me? So this is where we started looking at. Looking at nutraceuticals, for example, and we're in the process of closing and purchasing a nutraceutical company that was announced back a few months ago. Reason we're doing this is because, again, if we can offer our patients alternatives to, you know, this toxic medication, and as you know, the opioid epidemic has kind of taken that to mainstream America. Not only is mainstream America using this, but it is in the mainstream press now as a major scourge on our country. And CBDs is something that a lot of folks in the medical community are looking at to offset the plague that we're facing with the opioids. And if you go further, and if you look at the five top dispensed medications in our country, And these things, you know, include sedatives, right? They include tranquilizers. They include depressants. They include stimulants. And they include opioids. And they all have one thing in common. They're extremely addictive. So it's no wonder that our population is being addicted more and more and more. So I've been on anti-inflammatories now for 11 years, prescribed by a doctor. And every 6 months, I have to go in for a blood test to make sure my kidneys and liver are functioning properly. These are the symptoms I'm dealing with, and sometimes the symptoms are worse than the cure. And plus, there's a host of micro-symptoms that this creates, from muscle sore and pain in the muscles, depression, loss of appetite, stomach issues with the pills, goes on and on and on. And the most important thing to me was not only the physical issues that I'm going to do away with by taking CBD, but also the psychological impact of knowing that there's a solution out there that really works, that is non-toxic, non-addictive, safe for me to take, and it not only cures my existing pain, but it also helps my overall health of my body and immune system. It is incredible, and this is why we're so excited. Not only do we have the industry saying these things, but now I have personal proof and a personal story that I can speak to relate to I can't even describe the feeling, Seward. It is so, every day I wake up knowing that I'm feeling good and I can now resume normal activity.
Well, let's change gears and talk about the company itself again. And listeners, I want you to go back, find that press release. Came out July 11th that Jake referred to. And again, using the ticker symbol MIHI. As you look back on 2017, the year, and as you look forward to the remainder of 2017, what are some of the milestones you've achieved and what are some of the goals that you'd like to see the company wrap up on here in 2017?
Well, I think from a milestone perspective, I think moving into, you know, developing the nutraceutical product line, which we're in the process of doing, has been remarkable. Knowing that we could infuse these products with CBDs and provide another product category to the market, I think is something else that we're really hopeful for. This year, in 2017 particularly, we're looking out. We're in the process of testing our telemedicine network. We're going to roll it out in Georgia and Florida. We recently signed an agreement with a affordable care organization that is Medicare-based with 700 doctors that's going to be working with us. So there's a lot of hope and promise in meeting that. And if you look at the marketplace today, there's some publicly traded companies right now that are in the telemedicine space, and they have upwards of close to $2 billion in market cap. And, you know, we're looking at that. When we took over the company, it was trading at 2 cents. We did a reverse split, got us to 20 cents, 10 to 1 reverse. And we've been kind of managing that price for a little bit. And now we're probably north of, you know, 55, 60 cents. So even in the short term, we've been able to give our shareholders some upside. And this is just the start of where we're heading, because once we roll out the telemedicine network, we believe we're going to enjoy the same kind of multiples that these other firms have, except that we have some unique differences in how our model works.
Well, listeners, in that news, there's some links to other companies, Renaissance Health Publishing LLC, RenownHealthProducts.com. Of course, I gave you the company's website to do your due diligence and look at some of the comparables that Jake just put out. Look at some of the other larger companies with the larger market caps within this space. And it's time for you to put Medical Innovation Holdings Incorporated, MIHI, on your watch list right away. Jake, you mentioned earlier that there's some differences in your business models and then of those that you compete with. So let's talk about those differences now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So it's a great question, because telemedicine is not just telemedicine. There's differences in approach. One of the primary differences is that the existing models out there are subscription-based. In other words, you sign up via a website, you pay a fee for that sign-up, and every time you call a doctor and have to have a video conference with a doctor, you pay out-of-pocket for that encounter. Not a bad deal. Very nice, but we think there's a better way to do that, because that's subject to kind of socioeconomic pressures. The other thing they do is that they don't take insurance, because they take this payment. Our model is very different. We operate just like a medical practice. We schedule you. We have an appointment. There's no subscription available. You pay via your insurance that you already have and carry. The difference is you're looking for specialty docs. So what we're doing is working hand in hand with the rural primary doctors in rural America. We are giving them telemedicine equipment to put them into the business, and we're simply asking them when they have a referral to a specialty practice, cardiologist, et cetera, that they refer them into our practice. And we are then able, with the doctor, with the patient in their local location, they don't have to travel 50 miles, 100 miles to find a specialist, they can have their encounter. And so we're able to move from what they call symptom-based, which is the way the other guys do it, which is just asking you, how do you feel and how's your temperature and et cetera, versus evidence-based, which is what we do, which allows us to take vital information, heart, blood pressure, temperature, et cetera, and kind of make an evidence-based diagnosis rather than what you're just telling me. So we do a lot of different things that are very unique, and even the existing telemedicine networks out there that have primary care physicians can use us as an overlay as a specialty network. So we work with everybody, and I think that's the good news.
Outstanding. Well, once again, listeners, we are speaking with Medical Innovation Holdings Incorporated, traded under the ticker symbol MIHI, and specifically the CEO and director for the company, Jake Sanchez. Jake, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and well beyond. Thanks for your time, Jake.
Thank you, Stuart. I really appreciate it.
All right. For Jake Sanchez, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.